they could all get
some.
Well,
how many hogs usually per trough could...
Well, I would say there were four or five could eat out of each trough.
Mm-hmm. What do they call the stiff hairs on a hog's back? Did they get bristles?
They may have, but I don't remember.
Do you remember what they call the long teeth?
The tushes.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that one. Do you know what, when a calf was being weaned, now that sound that a calf would, that noise that it would make, that loud noise.
Bellowing.
Yeah, you remember that?
Yes, I do.
And at feeding time, the noise that sort of a softer noise sound that a cow would make at feeding time, what would...
I don't know.
And a hen on a nest of eggs, it calls her a
setting hen.
Do you ever remember them putting something in the nest to try to fool the hen? To try to make her...
Make her quit her nest.
Yeah, or something like that, mm-hmm. I've heard something about people putting things that look like eggs into a nest.
We used to, I don't know where we got them, but we used to have a glass egg. Mama would, when she wanted a hen to set, she'd leave it in there hoping, that the hen would stay on it. Because she didn't want to put her eggs in there unless she was sure the hen was going to set on.
Eating fried chicken, piece that the kids would always want to get so they could pull...
The pulley bone.
Yeah. And what would they call the inside parts of the hog that you can eat, that people would eat?
Are you talking about chitlins? You're talking about?
Whatever they call that part that they would eat. You ever remember hearing people call cows?
Well, we used to just get out and call them, here, bossy, here, okay. Bossy.
Yeah. Well, what about pigs? Did they call pigs at feeding time?
Yeah. Let me see. Suey pig.
Oh, just like the university.
Yeah, yeah.
My father and my brother went to the University of Arkansas, so I'm very familiar with that. Now, if they wanted to get the horses ready to go someplace, like to the wagon, you'd have to go out and
harness
them up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And when you're plowing, what would they call those things that they guide the...
The lines.
The lines. Mm-hmm. Now, you said you never did have a saddle or anything, but what would they call on a saddle the part that they put your feet into?
The stirrups.
And, now when you were riding horseback like that, did you ever fall off much?
No, I didn't. My sister did. My sister fell off and broke her arm one time.
Did she
really? I believe we were driving the cows to the pasture on the mule, and, we had just this little bitty incline before we got to the pasture, and she fell off going down that hill.
Did she fall off backwards?
No, she fell off the side. But I never did fall off.
Well, that's good.
Yes.
You got through all that. My mother told me that when she fell off once and ruined her best Sunday dress.
Oh.
She was off of a mule. She'd hurt herself. With a plow, when you're plowing, what would they call the sort of the trenches that a plow cuts?
The furrow.
Mm-hmm. And if you were getting rid of all the brush and the trees on the land, you'd say that you were
clearing it.